This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show before we check out of here until tomorrow. And we're going to talk about why I love Jasmine Crockett. There's the mother of some tranny kid who's an evil demon. We'll, of course, discuss that. Some dude attacked a polar bear for his wife. More paid for political protests, voicemails, emails. I don't know what else. Who knows? It might be a heavy hour.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, do you ever watch professional wrestling? If you didn't watch it, which most people did at one point in their childhood. If you didn't watch it, you at least know about it. I personally watched it when I was a kid. My sister and I, well, she watched it too. Mickey and I, we used to watch professional wrestling. And one time, Dad even took us to a professional wrestling match. That's how big it was. And this is back during wrestling's heyday when Hulk Hogan was big and all these other things. Everyone remembers. Corey, you're my age. You remember. Corey remembers. Like it was a big deal. I realize it's always kind of, it's wrestling, but it was a big deal. It was a big deal. I have a little confession to make about professional wrestling. After my dad ruined it for me and told me it was all fake, after I came to that realization, thanks, Dad. I started to learn to love the heels, the bad guys. That they call the bad guy a heel. That's what they're known as, the heels. Because I always thought it was a hilarious act to purposely get everyone to hate you and boo you. I just thought that was so funny to do that on purpose. Why would you do that? But guys did it, and you make it a fortune, and the heels get very popular too. Jasmine Crockett is going to be around for a long time. She represents a district out it's in Dallas, but just the way her district is drawn, they're morons, and they're going to keep electing Jasmine Crockett for a very, very, very long time. And I'm thrilled about that for two different reasons. The first reason I'm thrilled about that is the act she does. I'm a black queen of Vav and all the racist stuff. It's obviously an act, even if she really believes it. It's an act meant to, throw a bone to her supporters, but I kind of think it's funny. I don't know why it entertains me.
In 2020, according to the census, and we know that there was a significant undercount, we know that specifically Texas added 4 million people. Of those 4 million people, do you want to take a guess at how many were Anglos? Just a guess.
I'd say a majority.
180,000. That's it, of 4 million. So get this. We added 4 million people. They were people of color. Texas got two new seats. So they took those black and brown and Asian bodies. And guess what? Do you think that we got a new black, brown, or Asian seat? Somehow, the way that they do their Republican math in the state of Texas, that amounted to two new white seats. Guess what? White Republican seats. Out of 4 million people of color. So let me tell you, they love to use our bodies to apportion us in an inaccurate way.
I'm sorry. She's just such a stupid racist clown. I find it entertaining. Remember, she's the same one. It was just recently we played the audio for you. She was talking about how we didn't choose to be here. They dragged us across the oceans as if anyone has ever dragged her anywhere except for away from the buffet. I don't know why. That's one reason I like her. I think she's a clown. I think it's an act. I find it entertaining. The second reason I love her is this. She is in a very safe seat. So she gets to run her mouth the way she runs her mouth all the time like that. And that is one of the big reasons why the average normie has completely rejected the Democrat Party. Completely rejected them. I hope Jasmine Crockett, as much as she may make you angry, I hope Jasmine Crockett never stops talking. And I think we can assume there's a pretty safe bet that's going to be the case. I hope Jasmine Crockett runs that stupid mouth of hers 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and I'm sure that's pretty much what she does. Listen to this. We should just take every video of Jasmine Crockett and play it in every swing state, because we are never going to lose an election if this woman doesn't learn how to shut her mouth.
In 2020, according to the census, and we know...
I'm kidding. I can't listen to it again. I love her. I love a good heel. I love a good act. And I love that these people can't seem to control themselves. It's hilarious. And that brings me actually perfectly to this question. Dear Denzel Jesse Washington, on Wednesday you talked about the divide between old Democrats like Carville and the young communists. Question. In time, the Carvilles will die off. I do not see the Gen Zs being pumped out of our universities changing their stripes. Do you see a day of reckoning coming as the Democrat Party is slowly being taken over by communists? Look, obviously I joke about being an oracle, and in politics, it's very, very hard to see the future. For nations, it's hard to see the future because there are so many things we can't see. Now, this is a huge fat disclaimer, and I don't like doing that, but really, there are so many things we can't see that may change everything. What if, God forbid, what if Donald Trump gets into office? What if he gets sworn in? And within the first year, there's a complete economic collapse, a global collapse. And there could be. There really could be. Given the debt situation of the developed countries, there could be. All of a sudden, you have 25% unemployment like the Great Depression again. What happens at the midterms? What happens in 2028, well, we would get wiped out. It would all be, you know how people are. They would blame it all on Donald Trump. It would get wiped out. It would change everything. So again, I'm saying what I'm about to say, allowing for the fact there are a million circumstances, famine, war, all kinds of things that can change everything and do change everything. There are. That said, you can see a scenario where Democrats are on the outs for quite some time because of what this guy just brought up and because of what we've brought up before on the show. Democrats, the Nancy Pelosi types, I know you don't like her, the James Carville types, the older Democrats, Joe Manchin, honestly, John Fetterman was one of these types. The older Democrats, they are much more aware of why that party has been rejected, why they got rejected so badly, than the younger ones are. For guys like James Carville, Chris, grab that latest James Carville audio where he's talking about the, you know, defund the police and how dumb this. For guys like James Carville, now he's a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. He's not on our side or anything like that, but he's a guy who understands how to win elections. For guys like him, he looks at quacks like Jasmine Crockett and he says, if we don't find a way to shut her up, we're never going to win again. Listen to this.
And let me tell you another huge error this made is when people said campaigns need to reflect progressive values. No, they don't. Campaigns are authoritarian by their nature. If I were running a 2028 campaign and I had some little snot-nosed 23-year-old saying, I'm going to resign if you don't do this, not only would I fire that on the spot, I would find out who hired them and fire that person on the spot. I'm really not interested in your uninformed, stupid opinion as to whether you go on Joe Rogan or not. And there were people that worked in the White House that were protesting because they didn't like the president's policy in Gaza. Well, then get the out of the White House.
He's gone on to say the three dumbest words in the English language are defund the police. Now, I will tell you, look, I'm talking about the normies in my life. The normies in my life, my neighbors, friends, They are not hardcore righties like me at all. In fact, there are things that I love, things about Republican politics or anti-communist politics that they really don't care for at all. Now, I disagree with them loudly, but whatever. We're not focusing on that right now. But for those people, every one of those normies, and some of them even voted Democrat the past few times, for those normies, almost every single one of them voted Donald Trump this last time. In fact, I think every normie I'm thinking of did vote Donald Trump last time. Not because they like Trump. Most of them hate Trump. It's because of the insanity of these people. It's this kind of stuff that have them voting Republican
in
now.
In 2020, according to the census, and we know that there was a significant undercount, we know that specifically Texas added 4 million.
Yeah, she goes on, black and brown, and well, the slavery, and Baba, yes, queen. That kind of stuff turns normal people off so bad. And to answer your question, you can see a situation where Democrats are in the wilderness for quite some time because the people who know how to reform the party and bring their coalition back together are old. Meaning, even if they still hold power now, they're not going to have it very long. Jasmine Crockett is young. AOC is young. Ilhan Omar is young. These are young people. And they are the future of the party. I don't want to get ahead of my skis. I really don't. But you could see a scenario where Democrats are just on the outs for a while because they can't control the animals. Look, if you can't stop AOC from the things she says, if you can't get these people to dial this stuff down, what's that moron's name? I forget his name, out of New York. They got the Levi Strauss fortune guy, Dan Goldman, I think is his name. You can't stop that moron from shutting his mouth. You can't control the animals. You're going to have a real tough time. Whatever. Call your friends and family about that with your Pure Talk phone. Save a bunch of money by switching to Pure Talk. Dump your unpatriotic cell phone company by switching to Pure Talk. You pay too much for wireless, and you pay a company who hates you. You don't have to do that anymore now that Pure Talk's here. Their CEO is a Vietnam veteran. They hire Americans. That's probably my favorite thing about Pure Talk. Whenever I've ever had to talk to somebody there, they hire Americans right here in America. They speak and understand English, and they're lovely to talk to. Isn't that the kind of company you want to support? Or would you rather support the other wireless companies who support Black Lives Matter? Where do you want your money going? They're on the same great 5G network. You're not sacrificing coverage. Keep your phone or get a new one. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you to email the show your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. What band is that, Chris? It is called The Band. That is the name of the band, is called The Band. And you know what's funny? I know you're trying to get me going on this. I actually had an exact conversation like this that was as genuine as can be when I was in the Marines. I was, what is that song? Up on Cripple Creek. I was playing that song Up on Cripple Creek by The Band. And I was jamming out in my barracks room. And one of my corporals, one of my NCOs in charge, I was very young Marine at the time, came by and he said, "Who is this?" And we did a real who's on first thing, like Abbott and Costello. And I said, "The Band." He starts raising his voice at me. He said, "I know." And I'm not going to say all the things he was saying. We can't beep it out on the show. "I know. That's exactly what I'm asking." And now I started to lose my temper. So I start raising my voice. I'm like, "The Band." And then I ended up doing push-ups and getting thrashed really badly for giving a very honest answer about what band was playing the music. Thanks for bringing up that stuff, Chris. Do you see those Black Lives Matter protests going on in New York City outside of the Daniel Penny trial? That United States Marine who's being wrongfully accused, jury's deliberating, and there's a bunch of protests trying to get them to convict a completely innocent man who did nothing wrong. You know those are paid for, right? Free Beacon did a dig into it. Black Lives Matter activist, his name's Hawk Newsom. He's the one leading it. All these are paid for. Remember, the street animals you see, they're paid for. I've had people email in, hey, since the election, why haven't we had protests here and protests there? I figured the left would be out. Oh, the left will be out. They'll come. Don't worry. They will come. But don't ever think that the animals you see in the streets are there organically. Oh, some are eventually. But remember, they've studied this. They've studied it, honestly. CIA has studied this. People have studied this forever. You don't have to pay everyone to get a good old-fashioned street protest going. Here's an example of something you can do. Something they've done on foreign soil, something we've done on foreign soil, something communists have done domestically. If you want to protest the working conditions of a factory, and you want to use that for some political purpose, you infiltrate the factory, recruit someone usually in the factory to start causing trouble in the factory. He's in the lunchroom talking about how bad the factory conditions are. We should strike. We should get against this. And then in conjunction with that, once you feel like you've got enough people riled up, then you start handing out checks. You start handing out cash to people. Hey, 10 of us are going to meet here. And soon you've got a 10, 20 person protest in front of the factory. Only other people will organically be attracted to your protest that was organized and funded by nefarious groups for nefarious reasons. The organized protests you see in this country are paid for. Almost all of them are organized and paid for. It is a ruse to make you think there's some big left-wing army out there ready to take to the streets any moment. No, there's a bunch of organizations funded by communist billionaires like George Soros who will pay a select few rabble-rousers to get the people worked up and out into the streets. That's how it works.
Hi, Jesse. I'm just calling. Biden was in Angola yesterday, the other day, and he promised them over $1 billion for their country. Why isn't he going to North Carolina and offering the North Carolinians who lost their houses during the most recent storm there and helping them?
Okay, let me explain. I won't even do the obvious point that the people who run the country are demons who don't care about it. You already get that. You get that. Joe Biden, the people who run the country, they don't care about Americans. So let's accept that and let's set that aside because we're not children. So why would you go announce $1 billion for Africa instead of for Americans? Well, if Joe Biden was to actually dig in and show up and help the people of Tennessee and North Carolina and Georgia and Virginia who are still suffering, what does Joe Biden gain politically for that? Nothing really. Especially in these red areas that all voted for Trump. We're talking rural North Carolina and Tennessee. Joe Biden didn't get 2 votes in that area. But you go overseas, you promise another $1 billion for another foreign country. How do you think the entire Biden family got rich? By finding various ways to wash your money through foreign entities and foreign things, and a little bit of it gets back into the Biden bank accounts. These politicians only do things that benefit themselves. And there's simply no benefit for these people in showing up for the poor people in Appalachia trying to put things together and stay warm right now as the temperatures are plummeting. Pray for those people, by the way, and help them out still if you can. Also, let me help you out with your mood. Are you in a bad mood a lot? Or a bad mood's not really how I want to put it. Are you down a lot? Are you inexplicably down at all? Happens. It happens when your testosterone levels begin to drop. You need testosterone for mood. Your mind needs it as much as anything. You have to have it. And we are chugging estrogen. It's in the water. It's in the plastics. We shower in estrogen every day, and we're shocked that our T levels are dropping. Start taking a male vitality stack from Chalk, gentlemen. Natural herbal supplements. Ladies, they have female vitality stacks for you. But take advantage of the Christmas special. It's the holiday season, and during the month of December, massive discounts on subscriptions to Chalk. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. Get the fog lifted out of your mind. Be in a good mood all the time. Be energetic, full of life. Chuck.com. CHOQ.com. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Coming up on the end of the week, I'm going to do some emails here in just a moment. I just wanted to say Russia's continuing to warn. Russia says the West is ignoring warnings over sending troops to Ukraine. We just keep messing around and messing around here. I just pray to God that something works out, that cooler heads prevail. All right. I'm going to play this mom of a tranny kid. She was doing some activism in front of the Supreme Court because they were having a big tranny hearing about chopping kids' body parts off. And just another little reminder to you that we are facing evil.
I think the greatest gift of my life is to have kids. And to have a transgender child has made me so much more interesting. So much more wise.
Pretty revealing, isn't it? See, it's really all about mental illness and selfishness. And as I've said, the liberal white woman is the most violent, vile, vicious creature on the planet. Creature of any kind, of any kind. Because there are, I know there are plenty of animals in the animal kingdom that will eat their own young. I get that. Great white sharks. Mom has a baby. Baby doesn't have very long. And he better get to swimming because mom's going to get hungry. I know there are mothers who will eat their young. But the liberal white woman is the only creature on the planet that will purposely raise and groom her child for mutilation and slaughter and brag about it. And she will do so for social acceptance. She will do so for the cheers of a crowd. I'm not a zoologist, but I don't know of another animal on the planet that would do that. It would be like the great white shark having the baby and purposely keeping him around and just feeding him as many baby seals and stuff like that as you can to get him fattened up, because she knows in a year, mama's going to be eating good. That would be the equivalent to what the liberal white woman does to her child in this society. And it is so demonic and sick. Just listen to this demon.
I think the greatest gift of my life is to have kids. And to have a transgender child has made me so much more interesting. So much more wise.
Evil is real. Hey, Jesse, I just wanted to let you know how much you really help people. Yesterday, I was driving home from the vet's office because my dog of 13 years had a stroke and passed on. Oh. I live out in the country, so during my 45-minute drive home, tearing up over my family's loss of their best friend, you made me laugh out loud over your jerk at Thanksgiving for hire. I just wanted to thank you for that laughter in the time of need. Thanks, brother. Praying for your family. Yeah, prayers for your family too, man. It's not easy losing a dog. It's the worst. It's the worst. Remember, I told you that time about I had my dog Jake who got poisoned by the neighbors. So we were in Montana, and in this particular neighborhood, there were no leash laws or anything like that, and there was no dogs on a leash, and there weren't really a lot of fences. The neighbor dogs, everyone's dogs, they really just kind of roam the neighborhood to and fro. And we had this black lab named Jake, and he was the most rotten friggin' dog who ever lived. He used to chase me and my sister when we were sledding, and he would plow us off of our sleds when we got to the bottom and bite us, like bite our heads. He was just that kind of a dog. And I don't want to say mean, because he really wasn't. He was just, he played rough. He was rough dog. I don't know what to say. He apparently was on the Hunter Biden program. He had a lot of puppy litters with other dogs in the neighborhood. It was actually causing problems. We should have got him neutered. But he also loved to fight. He loved to fight other dogs. And our neighbor across the street had a German Shepherd. German Shepherds are great dogs. But Jake, everyone thought he was part Rottweiler because his head was huge. He just didn't look like a normal lab, and he wasn't nice. I bet you the breeder lied. I bet he was part Rottweiler. But Jake used to beat the living crap out of the neighbor's German Shepherd. They were always fighting, and dog fights are horrible, horrible, horrible things. I remember them as a kid. If you've been around one, they're loud and they're vicious and they're hard, right? So one day, this neighbor across the street, he takes a bunch of chopped up meat and arsenic, you know, the poison arsenic, and he puts in an open cardboard box. It's trash day. He takes this open cardboard box, puts it out there, fills it up with arsenic and chopped up meat to kill my dog. And he not only killed my dog, I think it was two or three other dogs he killed in the neighborhood that day trying to kill our dog. And got home that night. Shoot, I was probably 11 or 12 at the time. Got home that night. Everyone's crying. Friggin' Jake's dead. The family was so devastated. My dad couldn't take it anymore. My dad said, everyone get in the car. And that night, the night Jake died, he threw everybody in the car, and we drove down to one of the local kennels and bought a new dog. It's losing a dog, man. It freaking guts me. Prayers to you and your family. Jesse, why doesn't Congress pass a law that requires employers to document the citizenship status of their employees? Okay, listen. We have a 5-seat majority in the House of Representatives. We have, 4 seats in the Senate? Try your best to avoid, for the time being, saying, why don't they pass a law? They don't pass a law because Democrats are America-hating communists who want as many illegals in this country as humanly possible. Why would they pass a law trying to get rid of illegals? Half of the country is working against the country. It's actually more than half, because you have to deal with Joni Ernst types. Oh, yeah. This Joni Ernst. This is the woman who's currently trying to block Pete Hegseth from getting in as SecDef.
Do you agree with the sentiment that the military has become too woke?
I don't agree with that, but let me finesse it. So when it comes to wokeness in the military, I always push back because our military is not woke. I would say that there is civilian leadership of the military that is woke.
I see.
Okay, so there is a difference between the leadership and those that serve in uniform. So the example of transgender people serving.
No, there's not. There are tons of military leaders, generals, admirals, colonels, other types with all kinds of stars, all kinds of medals and ribbons, and they are complete pieces of crap. She, of course, knows that, but I guess Joni Ernst likes the military being led by a bunch of DEI freaks.
In our military, we have transgender people serving in our military. They will bleed red just as the rest of us. But I also take a stance that we should...
Donald Trump won Iowa by 13 points. Iowa elects Joni Ernst.
...not be integrating transgender people into a certain situations where it does make, if you have a female barracks and you have a transgender woman who has not transitioned, we shouldn't make the rest of the unit uncomfortable about that setting. There are certain accommodations we can make for that transgender individual. But if they bring value to our unit, if they have specialties that we can...
They don't.
Use, especially if we want to maintain an all-volunteer force, we want to bring that talent into our services. And I know that's controversial, but again, I'm looking at what's good for our nation. And believe me, when we're facing a recruiting challenge right now, if people are physically willing and able to serve our country, we want them to do so.
We're facing a recruiting challenge because useless losers like you keep inviting a military full of trannies and freaks and normal people who want to serve their country don't want to serve in militaries like that. But hey, no Pete Hegseth, right? Speaking of service to your country, if you've served in the military, currently or former, if you're a current or former first responder of any kind, or educator, and your family, you qualify for something that you really need to sign up for, like now, because it's free. You qualify for a free membership to GovX. GovX is the greatest website in the history of mankind. You will spend an absurd amount of time and probably money on there because it has huge discounts on, honestly, everything. You're looking for a new jacket. It's there. Ray-Bans, they're there. You want a new Yeti cooler? Yep. Concert tickets? Of course. Want to take the old lady on a cruise? Absolutely. Out to the ball game. GovX, huge discounts, and your membership is free. You freaking earned it, and your family members earned it. And when you use the promo code Jesse, you get $15 off your first purchase. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. GovX.com, promo code Jesse. One more segment. Next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Reminding you that tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. And you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. In fact, let's get to some of those emails. Jesse the Avenger. After knowing that George Floyd died by use of drugs, confirmed by the pathologist, shouldn't Derek Chauvin and his co-prisoners be released from prison or get a new trial? Yes, absolutely. He's one of the most legally oppressed people in this country. What they did to Derek Chauvin is a complete disgrace. Everyone knows it now. No one wants to speak about it because, look, what happened with Chauvin and why no one will speak up for him is very similar to why it's hard to get a COVID reckoning, because so many people participated in the COVID panic, not just on the left, on the right, that if you participated in it, you really don't want a full accounting of everybody who kind of did something wrong during COVID. Well, post George Floyd's death, it wasn't only the communists. It was right-winger after right-winger, politicians, people on the radio, TV, did the whole, well, I mean, I guess we always kind of have been really racist, and we should be really understanding. Pastor, remember, that's when I lost my church. Well, we should talk about our white privilege. That's what Jesus would want. That so many people participated in it, and they participated in the persecution of Derek Chauvin, that now nobody wants to speak up for him because the guilt is so widespread. I've used the example before, and it's really, really true. How many Nazis post-World War II got off scot-free? You know, I've told you that book, Ordinary Men. Ordinary Men, I highly recommend the book. It's about this Nazi battalion that spends their time shooting women and children in the back of the head. The most shocking part of that book might be the end, where almost all of those guys, they just went back home. No trials. You know, we talk about the Nuremberg trials. That was a few guys. Most of them went right back home, took the Nazi uniform off, put on a suit. They taught school, did construction, accounting. They own shops the rest of their lives. When guilt is spread wide enough to enough people, then you oftentimes have a very hard time getting a hold of justice. So, yeah, you're right. Hey, Jesse, new listener to your show. I really appreciate all the things you bring up. One of the things you brought up is Lisa Murkowski. I didn't vote for her, and the only reason she won was because of ranked choice voting. We need to get rid of her in that voting system. Thanks for hearing me out. Look, you're not necessarily wrong about ranked choice. However, she won every round of ranked choice. Alaska is a place that anyone who's been there, I've only been there once. Remember, I went up there with my dad and sons. I'm just in love with it. I just love every part of it. I just loved it. I love that kind of wildness. I love Alaska. Because it's wild and we kind of look at it as rural, we tend to think Alaska is much redder than it actually is. It's just not that red of a place. It's very, very purple. Speaking of Alaska, a Canadian man jumped on a polar bear to defend his wife from an attack. He suffered serious injuries, but he's expected to recover. They left their house at 5 a.m. and they found a freaking polar bear in their driveway. The polar bear goes after the wife. The husband, what a freaking boss. I mean, granted, it's a man's job. That's what you should do anyway. Dives on the freaking thing. And then the bear, of course, turns its fight, as the husband would want, turns its fight on the husband. He is expected to live. And then this guy, you want to talk about getting to know your neighbors? You want to know why he's alive? Neighbor came out with a gun and started shooting the polar bear. Polar bear finally had to take off for the woods, where it eventually died later on. Man, that neighbor is going to be owed a serious tuna casserole here in a little while. That's freaking amazing. You know what else is amazing? Helping people in Israel out. On the ground, the people in Israel suffer. People think because Israel itself is a wealthy country that people aren't suffering there, but they are. The people on the ground up north, they don't have firefighters. When Hezbollah drops some rockets on your field as a farmer, you have to put it out yourself. How are you going to do that? Run out there with the truck bed full of fire extinguishers? That's not how it works. So who provides the firefighting equipment? The IFCJ does. Who provides the armored ambulances? The IFCJ does. The IFCJ, over 40 years, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, has been building bridges and helping people on the ground. If you have a heart for the people of Israel, support them. Go to supportifcj.org. Supportifcj.org or call 888-488-IFCJ.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Chinese man trapped in a well in Thailand for 3 days as villagers mistake cries for help for ghostly sounds. Apparently, he was in a remote Thai forest in the ground over 30 feet deep for 3 days. Oh, the number of stings and bites that guy must have. Wow. Dem senator urges Biden to extend protections for illegal immigrants before the Trump administration. A reminder that one of the two political parties is completely committed to your replacement and the destruction of your country through unending illegal immigration. They've brought in as many as they can, and they will bend over backwards to keep them all here. Former Washington Post reporter says, quote, "We want these executives dead after the murder of the health insurance CEO." Well, she's a communist. To a communist, when their only morality, their only value system is the revolution, all things are permissible. That's why communists have murdered so many people. Shocking. Kamala Harris won votes counted after Election Day by 20 points. Yes, another reminder that the only reason it takes so long to count votes after Election Day is because Democrats have set up systems where it takes that long. And the only reason they set up systems for it to take that long is because they cheat in every single one of these things. They find all the votes they need. That's why, by the way, we only have a tiny 5-seat majority in the House, because they did a whole lot of that. Sleepy Biden gifts Africa $1 billion days before leaving office while hurricane victims suffer. Yes, as I said, The hurricane victims do nothing for a soulless monster like Joe Biden. But you hand $1 billion out to some corrupt dude in Africa, little that cheddar may come back your way. Islamist-led rebels capture key Syrian city of Hama. We're going to do a little bit of a Syrian deep dive on Monday, bringing in someone who knows a bit about that. I know that it's officially Ask Dr. Jesse Friday time, so get your questions in and we'll have fun tomorrow.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.